I felt like you were going like Good Morning Vietnam type, like other Robin Williams.
Oh, yes. I didn't even think about that. That would be another Robin Williams. Interesting, I don't know, I guess, greeting? Yeah. That's going to be a thing. I'm going to have to have Hello Vietnam it here for a little while.
Hello Vietnam.
How are you?
Right. I'm here.
Here. It's Monday. We're doing it on a weird day today. Because it was a funky reasons. Sunday. There's reasons.
It was a funky Sunday.
It's life. Man, it's snowing, and we had hail earlier, so it's just weird weather.
It snowed from, like, I don't know, 7 a.m. to, like, 1 p.m. Luckily, it didn't really stick.
But still, so weird.
It's March. We don't have this much winter usually, so yeah, it's weird.
Not a fan. Not here for it.
Yeah, me either.
Alright, well, what are we doing tonight?
We are doing a minisode.
Minisodes! We love our minisodes, don't we?
Yes, because they're mini.
It's ADHD.
Although I do feel like they're hard to find, but...
That's true, yes. It is hard to find, like, good bad TV, or...
That you can watch, yeah.
Yes. Rissa found, I mean, this one's a gem. I'm very excited for this one. Do you want to share what you found?
So we are going to be watching the TV show Spider-Man from 1978. It is the Japanese TV series of Spider-Man. Apparently there's some YouTube clips going around, so you might have seen those. But we're going to watch a whole episode of this.
It is subtitled, so there's going to be some reading. So it's going to be interesting to see how well we do there.
Yeah, couldn't find any dubbed ones.
Which, that's okay. We'll manage.
I mean, it's short. It's 24 minutes. Like, we're watching season 1, episode 11.
It's going to be great.
Action, right? We shouldn't have to read too much.
Agreed. I think, though, on one of our next ones, since we're going to be watching the Spider-Man Japanese TV series, and it was made in the 70s, there is also The Amazing Spider-Man that ran from 1977 to 1979 that is from America. It ran on CBS. It's got a 20% tomato reader, so we might need to add that one to the list, too.
This one was not on Rotten Tomatoes.
I was going to say, I was looking for it. I didn't find it, so.
It has a... 6.4 out of 10 on IMDb, so I don't know. I feel like people are being nice.
Right, and I'm sure it's probably for more the campiness, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, so the show's called Spider-Man, Spider-Man, but most people refer to it as Japanese Spider-Man. And that's what we're gonna watch.
Yeah. What are you drinking this evening for the Spider-Man...
Butterthon. I am.
Yes.
Oh, except for there's no thon.
Just separate days.
A classic gin fizz.
Ooh, what's that?
It's pretty much like it sounds.
Gin,
it's,
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Gin, lemon juice, club soda, and powdered sugar.
Interesting powdered sugar, like mixed in, like on the rim.
Mixed in.
Oh. So just to sweeten it, you think?
Yeah, I think so. Cause, yeah.
So it's like a kind of a cloudy, like fizzy...
Yeah.
Seltzer? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
How's the flavor?
It's not bad.
Piney.
Gin isn't too bad. I would certainly drink gin over vodka, because you know why I run vodka, but no, it's not bad.
Nice. Very good. Yes, vodka and Rissa are not friends. They haven't been friends for many years. Corey broke up that relationship. Not that you'd ever had one before that, but I mean, it was probably...
He ended it before it started.
Right, exactly. It was a hit and run. Yeah. Rissa was hit and the vodka was left unscathed. Rissa, on the other hand, very scathed.
Hospitalized. No, I did not get hospitalized for drinking, but...
her version to vodka did.
Yes. What are you smoking, or... I was going to say token.
hey, that works too. Yes.
Vaping is the word I was looking for.
Vaping is the, if we're going to get real technical, it is vaping. It is, I just sort of lost. I'm like, tangerine, not tangerine. Clementine. I'm like, it's another sort of, like, orange-type, like, fruit. Clementine is all it's called. It smells
kind of like called Clementine.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I think, honestly, it's, like, a cheapy, like, basic weed, and they just put, like, Clementine and, like, additives, like, weed-type additives. Like, it's, like, the... They just, like, mix up whatever the strain... Oh, my gosh. I don't know all the weed terminology, because I'm not that, like...
Stuffs and junk.
Stuffs and junks. Whatever. Like, they make it so it's supposed to taste like whatever the thing it says. Either with natural additives or artificial. But, yeah, no, it's good. It's fine. Basic. It's basic, bitch.
Basic, bitch.
Basic, bitch. Nothing fancy for our, our mini-sodes, right? Keeping it basic.
Correct.
So, you ready to get this,
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So,
all right, we're gonna start with our Spider-Man. And 3, 2, 1, go.
Spider-Man!
And I didn't say where you could watch this because I don't know where you could watch it. Probably bits and pieces on YouTube.
Yes. Oh, his suit is...
I like the... Yeah!
The Spider-Man.
Oh, the song is good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. You don't need to translate that. I know exactly what they're saying.
That's what he's saying, yeah. Between the dark valleys of buildings. Spider-Man!
Spider-Man!
I sparkle with a flash of anger.
Spider-Man!
Giving up peace. Giving up everything.
He's handsome.
He is handsome.
I love that they, like, made the eyes on the suit more, like, Japanese, like, and, like, they made them a little bit more, like,
change
angular.
Leopard on? Oh, he has, like, a flying ship?
Yeah, they, like, totally, like, Japanese
it up. This is Transformers!
In the sense of, this is, like, Voltron. And Power Rangers.
What the hell?
This is Spider-Man. If Spider-Man and Voltron had a baby, this is it.
Is this straight up the 80s Transformers?
Yes. Amazing.
Invincible Spider-Man. Spider-Man in Japanese is Spider-Man.
Spider-Man in Japanese is Spider-Man. Yes, indeed. They don't change it to whatever Man-Spider would be, but
Professor
Japanese.
Monster's Ultra Poison Assassination? Is that our association?
Ultra Poison short... Association.
I forget how short people's shorts were in the 70s.
Seriously. And then, like, the pulled up socks, like, all the way up to, like, the knee.
Yes.
I keep meaning to say, and I keep forgetting. Oh, it's a little kid. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense. I thought that was a grown-ass
I couldn't
adult.
Tell, yeah.
I couldn't either. That was such a weird perspective. Perspective. Yes. They had with a kid. The spider on a Japanese Spider-Man suit looks more like an ant, I feel like, than a spider.
True.
Hey,
he's getting
here's a letter.
Letter from his brother. What would you like for lunch? I don't care. Cold noodles it is.
So since it's so hot out. Cold noodles to me sounds terribly, like, to me that's, like, what a gross thing. But I realized, like, well, like, pasta salad's cold noodles.
Yeah. What?
It was a little boy he gave his blood to sworn brotherhood. I don't know.
Okay, so that's the brother that wrote the letter.
Yeah.
You swore him a blood oath, but he's in an orphanage. You could have just, I don't know, adopted him?
Maybe he can't afford to take care of him. I mean, he is Japanese Spider-Man. He's pretty busy. Like, he's just, like, I'll watch out for you. Like, I'm, like, your pseudo-pretend brother, but, like, I can't, like, let you live with me.
Takeo Yamashiro, I think, is his name.
So, the little boy...
He looks like a freaking peeper.
Yeah, he does. The little boy basically found out some, like, mob secrets, I think.
Okay, it's hilarious. So he was, like, running from a truck.
Like, right? Like, this little boy that's, like, 9 years old is gonna outrun this truck.
Wow, they just played that scene 3 times in a row.
Oh, I really hope they do it with his, too. Oh, no. Dang. I thought it was gonna be, like, a cut, like, I'm coming! I'm coming! You could just keep cutting to it.
Right.
And not getting any closer. Did you ever see Kung Pao Into the Fist?
Yes.
That it makes me think of that when it's like he's like I can't remember what Chosen One, and she's yes. Just like running but not getting any closer. I was hoping for one of those.
What kind of orphanage is this? Why is this child just running around?
He lied. I don't know. Oh.
He wanted to see him, so he lied about something.
Oh, so he's like, he's not actually being stalked or watched, and he didn't actually see some Ikuzo mob situations.
So I have to point out, this show has a narrator, like the old school Batman has a narrator.
Yes.
Okay, when they do the back shot of that kid, it looks like a full-grown adult.
Why is that? And you're not wrong. It's so weird.
That it's bridge like... is bouncing a lot.
Yeah. Oh,
what is
sweet.
This guy riding through the waves? Oh, that's him.
Because it's like taking the kid for like a dangerous ride. That's hilarious.
Wow, those are short shorts this kid is wearing. I guess those are underwear? Shorts? I don't know.
I don't know. Swim trunks? He took it for the best day.
Yeah,
it's wild.
I guess it's not dubbing. He just passed out all of a sudden. Oh, he faked it. What a little shit! You don't pretend to die.
Seriously. You keep pretending to die, or you keep pretending people are, like, coming after you, kid. This can actually happen, and no one's gonna believe you.
Freeze frame. Professor Monster of the Iron Cross Army carried out a terrifying experiment. What the hell is that? Is that a snake? Why is it coming from the ceiling?
An eel?
It's on a hook?
It is a snake. A venomous snake that lives deep in the coral ocean.
It's not the same snake that...
Not at all.
...was in the water. And then it just retracts it to the ceiling.
What? That was amazing!
Oh, yeah.
Something to the ceiling.
My retractable snake, you know?
Oh, spiders die.
If anybody ever saw the old... Why do those guys look like ducks? Or birds?
Those guys are like the putties from Power Rangers, but with duck bills.
They look like Howard the Duck.
They're little Howard the Ducky. Why do they run like that? Oh my god. Oh, those are soldiers. Now I feel bad. I thought those were the duck people.
They might be the same. I don't know.
I don't either. The young boy was having a dream.
About
a dream
what they
about
did
the happy
earlier.
Day. Yep. Like, literally. Are we supposed to assume this has been some time now?
I don't know.
Also, sand in your face is the goddamn worst.
Yeah. Sand is the worst. It gets in everywhere.
It really does.
Somebody woke the kid up. And he's getting kidnapped.
Oh, no!
Is Spider-Man not going to believe him now? Because, like... Oh, the Spidey signal. Yeah.
And also, did they need six grown men to nab that child?
No.
That was wild. Like, why did you?
Yeah, it's wild. It's so dramatic. It's like, freeze frame. Oh, he's got a suit on. Sticking to
the
walls.
The sound effects are so good. Whoosh! 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 Oh, who's that?
Yeah, I know you're on the wall, but he can still see you.
No,
you could at least hide on the ceiling.
Or in the dark. He's like literally in like the brightest spotlight.
Interpol called him.
Apparently.
To fight the Iron Cross Army.
What's the Iron Cross Army? That sounds like...
That was that guy with the weird face.
Oh, okay. Iron Cross Army sounds like vaguely Nazism.
I'm across the street!
Not anymore. Now I'm here. That was so fast.
I know. I have no idea the timeline of the show.
I don't either.
Has it been 2 hours or 2 days? You'll never know.
I don't know, but they're all about... Okay, we're flashing back to, like, him giving his blood to the kid. Because
so that makes the kid
injured.
A Spider-Man, then? So it was your planet spider alien blood.
See, you're gonna find out. They
That's what saved him. So
your
this
planet...
Spider-Man is an alien?
Apparently.
He's been kidnapped. Okay. And
Interpol
is looking... Oh, I guess because he had the blood or something? Otherwise, I don't think Interpol would have anything to do with it.
No kidding. Interpol's like, we'll leave you in an orphanage, but, like, don't get in the wrong hands. Then we'll come looking for you.
So they're trying to make Interpol reveal the identity of Spider-Man. They located the boy. Well, that took forever, didn't it? No, it didn't. Right? It was like 30 seconds. Why is that lady's eyes just like
so intense. Huge?
She's surprised she did, all the time.
She did all the cocaine.
She probably might have.
This is a deep freeze warehouse. Now is the time to tell us. Oh, that's why his lips are that color. I'm like, why is his lips
I'm like,
so
is that
like
why
that?
He's shaking like that? He's cold?
Yeah.
I just thought he was, like, tweaking out. What the hell is that?
What?
There's, like, a clamshell shooting fire
extinguisher. What the hell is happening? Yeah, that isn't a clam spraying what
giant
appears
clam.
To a giant clam, what appears to be spraying, like, fire retardant out of a fire extinguisher at this child.
And
he's not even yelling!
I know. He's like, I'm not gonna tell who it is. I won't give you his identity. They totally Asianed the eyes on that outfit.
They did. They really,
and I can't
like,
even
made...
say it's racist because they did it.
I wanted you to know it was a different Spider-Man.
Oh! He just finger assaulted him. That sounds bad. He like...
He
I like his
oh,
terms.
Amazing! He's weirdly more spidery than I feel like the American Spider-Man.
Yeah. But
oh,
he
amazing.
Also didn't do anything, and those guys got hurt somehow.
Was it...
That guy just fell off the roof.
Spider-Man just, like, gets, like, a Japanese Spider-Man just, like, lures you to the edge of the building and then jumps down so you fall off. That's
I
how
love
he,
the
says.
Freeze frames.
Oh, I know, it's so
I
great.
Feel like
it's
all
like...
it needs is, like, the bam and the pow, and we're back at old-school Batman.
It really is like Adam West Batman without those. Because
that
it also
box
feels
is
like...
tomato paste. That is a crate of tomato paste.
In a deep freeze for some reason. It makes me think of Adam West's Batman because this Spider-Man has like utilities. Like, look, he's got that arm thing.
Yeah.
Like, what's that do?
That's
not that's like
his
normal
web.
Spider-Man. That's his web? Oh, it doesn't come out of his body? It's just like mm-hmm. a... So he's like Batman Spider-Man.
Well... The only, if you're thinking of Marvel now, the only, Spider-Man that comes out of his arm is Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
That's true, and I think that's probably why that was, like, my first Spider-Man, so I think that's just, like, ingrained, it's, like, in, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man's, like, indoctrinated in my head.
And if you've like, seen the, like...
They have a whole thing, like, conversation about
yeah,
it, don't they?
Yeah, and they're creeped out by it.
That's right.
The fact that it comes out of him.
Wow, like
they're just like, oh,
spider.
This is the picture of him. Oh, that was not a real child. That was a dummy.
Wait, it's like a whole spaceman, or a whole,
yeah,
like,
it is.
That
is
like,
a dummy. Look at that.
No, that's a baby.
Oh, he got shanked. Spider-Man, you are going to die. The spear took his poison.
His name is Professor Monster? Hilarious.
Yeah, I've said that several times.
I
Where were you?
Miss it every time. I don't know. Too excited.
Spider
about
strings!
Else.
And then that's what comes out. It was a rope.
It's just a rope.
And at least I was right. It was a mannequin in the picture of him jumping out the window. Hellish death is coming his way.
The spider killing poison. Oh,
he's
wild, wild.
He's like a mix of like the old school Fantastic Four, like the one that they never like released.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Doom with, like, Shredder from the 90s, you know?
Oh, he's really Shredder, yeah. Or really, honestly, any villain from G.I. Joe.
True.
I gave him an antidote, but he suffered heavy bleeding.
Internal bleeding or outside bleeding?
Outside bleeding.
I guess he's using his mind powers? No, he's dying. He's not here. There's like a song going on in the background.
Yeah, I was like, what is happening? Monster, come out, it's your turn. I'm not much of a singer, but whoo, this is a.
Wait, does he actually have a little brother?
Maybe.
Because there's a child there. And then there's this creepy serial killer child we've been watching.
This is not a child. This is like how in that movie, Orphan.
The Orphan,
that
yeah.
That like the Romanian, I don't remember, I'm just like speculating. The Eastern European.
Russian.
40-year-old. Was she Russian? Okay. The Russian.
She literally says, incidentally, I'm from Russia.
That's right. It's been so long since I've seen that movie. But, you know, spoiler alert, she's a grown-ass woman pretending to be, like, a small child.
Yeah.
That is this Japanese child as well.
Mm-hmm. So now the kid's gonna give his blood back to Spider-Man.
This whole 20 minutes of this Japanese Spider-Man movie show is just, like, blood transferring back and forth between this child and him.
I mean, he is saying, take all my blood, which obviously I don't think they can do, but the guy's really considering it. That's a big needle for such a small child.
Seriously.
I mean, I will say, this is like, bang, bang, bang. There's no, like,
no, it's like around. Action.
Yeah, we're going. I think even though nothing, like, huge is happening, just the music makes it seem, like, intense.
A lot's happening. Seriously. Spider-Man.
What the hell?
What is happening? Did he get reinfected with his spider blood?
And I don't know. It looked like somebody jizzed in his face.
It was a spider bukkake. All eight legs at once. It's because of all the spider extract you're alive.
He shouted out in his soul.
Wait, we're 11 episodes in and this is the day he shouted out he became Spider-Man?
Well, he became a Spider-Man again, I guess. He's awake!
He just, like, bolted out of bed!
Yeah, with no anything in him. No IVs, no nothing.
And again, like, what is the time frame? Like, has it been months? Has he been in a coma? Like, how long has this been? A week?
Has it been nearly hours?
There's no way to tell. It's impossible to know. I'm sorry I caused you so much worry. Like, sorry I'm laying in bed dying.
They were able to keep you alive thanks to that little boy. He transfused his blood to you. It's because of that you survived. Is the boy dead?
Oh my gosh, maybe.
Did they literally take all his blood?
They might have taken all his blood.
That's so that thing on his wrist is what made him?
Oh!
Wait.
Oh no, he's alive.
So they gave the kid the blood back to save him too.
His blood apparently just is, you can just put it back and forth 1,500 times and it's like it works. How much of this blood they need to be sending back and forth? That was a pretty big syringe.
I love that guy's hair.
It's so good. I love his spider.
It looks like fucking Speed Racer's car.
It does look like Speed Racer.
What the fuck just happened?
I don't know, but it shot and then they got to throw dummies off that tiny little bridge. It was great. Spider-Man.
Yeah, there's
dead.
There's no way. Them getting shot like that sent them flying over the edge.
Right? What is that amazing ocean
okay.
Man?
Oh, there's another dummy.
Spider-Man
what, why are we
again?
Showing the same jumping thing over and over again?
They gotta film those 22 minutes.
Do you need blood, child? Can I save you again?
More blood, Spider-Man. More blood for me, please.
Okay, but there's still bad guys up there. So,
fine. They'll wait for this reunion.
They're just gonna come back and get the kid.
No.
It also looks like you're murdering him. They're like Naruto running.
They really are. And I find that, like, it feels like that's a racist thing to say, but, like, legitimately, that's how they're doing it.
Yeah. The bad guy guards is what we're referring to.
Now everyone's about to...
Ta-da! Pose.
The final, you know, the big battle.
Iron Cross Killer, Spider-Man, da-da-da! And then we see multiple angles.
You know,
Spider-Net!
Sweet Spider-Net.
So it's like Go-Go Gadget, and you just say what it is, and then it comes out. Oh, the song's on again. Yeah, yeah! Wow.
The song is amazing, because there's nothing to it, and there's something hilarious about that.
Between the dark valleys of buildings.
Spider-Man!
I think it was mostly, this was just to show
Spider-Man.
Off, like, him being Spider-Man moves. What is with the bills on the freaking costumes?
I don't know, because, like, I thought, like, okay, maybe it goes with, like, a theme. But no, there's no theme, because, like, one of the big baddies was, like,
a clam hand?
Mr. Nimbus from, like, Rick and Morty. It's like, yeah, Ocean Man. Like, what's that?
And then the other guy's got, like, a robot face. Like,
right?
And then there's like just the angry lady.
Yeah, who just looks like kind of like an off-duty dominatrix. It's interesting. Yeah.
Surprise, motherfuckers!
I tricked you! You didn't think I was going to come back, did you? I did.
Hiya! Uh-huh. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Oh, sweet!
They're, like, pretending they're trying to stab him while he's under the bridge.
I love, okay, so that's something I love about kung fu movies, or kung fu shows in particular, that the way they do their fighting is, it's so choreographed, obviously, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
But it cracks me up, because it's like, it'll be like six bad guys waiting for like one good guy, like waiting to do their moves, like independently.
Now he's just playing on a rope swing. How did you get back up there? You were just swinging back and forth.
As a Spider-Man.
And somehow you're all knocked out. Apparently they all run like that. Even Spider-Man. Spider strings. Why was that in English?
Speed. He can determine like the gauge of his spider strings he wants, like what's thin or thick. He's like 14 gauge spider web. Go.
Yes. The multiple same scene jumping. What is that?
Why was he growling?
Oh, he wasn't. That was. I was like, what is happening?
I am so impressed with his ability to parkour up stuff, though. He is, like, it's impressive. He ripped his damn arm off.
But it made him giant. This is, like, a cross between Adam West Batman and Power Rangers.
Mixed with any sort of, like, kaiju, like, Japanese kaiju show or movie.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, wasn't Power Rangers originally Japanese?
I think they made Power Rangers off of, I think, Voltron, and yeah, it was, like,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's totally what this is. This is exactly what
this is. That car is flying, and now it's here.
And that's a speed racer car. And speed racer, I think, is Japanese as well.
Yes. A Mach 3 or something. I don't understand why he got bigger, though. Oh, he got changed into a leopard.
That's, like, such a Japanese, bad guy thing to do, though, like Godzilla and stuff. Like, does he grow, or is he just always big? Maybe he's just always big.
Just always big.
I feel like that's the, like, they're growing bad guys.
Okay, so we got a Transformer fighting a giant sea monster man.
They're literally, it's like two dudes in a costume.
But the sea monster man suddenly has, like, missiles coming out of his hands.
Because apparently you rip off the sea arm part and it's just filled with missiles.
I like how he's moving and then it was standing still while he got shot. Sword vigor. Yah. 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 Oh, that was the same
I wanna,
scene.
I want to say that Rissa's like renditions of the sound effects is like totally not accurate, but I can't because they're pretty spot on.
Spider-Man wanted to vanish with the world with a young boy in hand. That doesn't sound okay. However, that was not permitted. You're damn right that was not permitted. The boy shared the same feelings. What?
What the fuck?
I mean, I thought the beach scene was inappropriate enough without this.
Seriously. What?
They were aware that they would never see each other again. They're holding hands at the ocean watching the sunset.
It was overly romantic.
To be continued.
To be continued.
Oh. That was a lot in 24 minutes. It's called the spider machine, the car.
Holy damn, that was a lot in 22 minutes. The credit scenes.
The darkness. The footsteps of hell.
The footsteps of hell.
Under a grave marker lies my father. Probably sounds better in Japanese.
It does. My callous fate. Yeah, like, I feel like the words aren't quite long enough with the tempo. Or the melody, excuse me. Goodbye, my friend, my eternal friend.
So, he always gets big and fights some sort of monster.
It is. It's just like, okay, so it's Spider-Man. It's a Kaji Spider-Man show. I had no idea it was like a big, yeah, scary monster over time. That's so funny.
But only for like a minute.
Yeah, like just at the end, like the big baddie like just gets to get big and he fights him.
Oh, and now what? Next episode previews with a bunch of ladies.
Dreams of jealousy of youth.
More Spider-Man parkour.
More people falling off buildings.
Jumping on cars. Jumping next out of time, cars.
Transformation of a splendid machine on Spider-Man. Ooh, ooh. And Marvel actually teamed this, so it's not some knockoff like Spider-Man, or Marvel knows.
Well, it wouldn't have been called Spider-Man then.
Spider-Guy.
Spider-Fella.
Spider-Fella. Oh, goodness. So, Spider-Man, the Japanese TV series. What's your thoughts?
It's fucking amazing.
It's fucking amazing, right? Why did this get bad ratings?
I need the
this
rest great. Of it. I need to watch all of it.
Seriously. We were only able to come across 3 episodes, and yeah, this is great.
Because this was listed as, like, some of the worst shows.
Yeah, no, wrong. Just wrong.
It's amazing.
I don't have to just...
Find it on YouTube, watch it, watch it not sober, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Watch this damn show, it's hilarious. If you like kung fu shows or Kaji movies or like Godzilla or anything like that, watch this shit. It's crazy. It's hilarious, yeah, exactly. You'll enjoy it just for just the off-the-wall nonsense.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow, I feel like we haven't had a watched over one in a long time, so...
Have we ever?
I think one other time. I can't remember, I couldn't tell you now what it was, so it must have been just on the cusp, I feel like.
Wow, okay, so I was just looking at the reviews on, I think they come from IMDb, but this person gave it 1 star 2 years ago and said, "This is intended for Japanese. I am not Japanese. 1 out of 10.
Okay, you're just racist.
I mean, there were other people who gave it 1 star, but...
Right, but, like, not because it's just for... It's the fact that it's Japanese people acting, right? Like,
yeah.
Okay. Sir, your opinion is just that, your opinion.
Right.
Anyways. Wrong.
False.
False.
Yes. Same feelings?
Same feelings, yes. I thought this was fabulous. Just if anything for just the fucking off the wall, like, the costumes are great, like, despite, like, you can see some zippers and all that and everything, and Spider-Man's costume in general is pretty basic, but, like, the monster's costumes are pretty good.
Especially for the big 70s, daddy. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, like, there's some pretty good costuming. As far as, like, the camera work and, like, the, like, special effects, I mean, it's got none, and it's a lot of cutting. And,
which,
like,
makes it funny.
It does, that's what makes it so funny, so if you're into stuff... It's something done, it's something that somebody put their heart and soul into, done badly. And that's what makes it good.
I'm thinking that maybe we should start including more Japanese, like, Korean, Chinese, like...
Foreign stuff?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And not just, like, old stuff, but, you know, like, stuff you'd find on Crunchyroll now. Like, it's just... Because they are very... Can be very soap opera-y, over the top.
Ridiculous, exactly. Yeah. So, what Rissa is saying is, Rissa and Danny going international!
Whoop-whoop!
I agree. I think we will have to start having, we'll have like a Crunchyroll evening or something.
Yeah.
Don't sushi sober.
Don't sushi sober.
That feels racist. I probably not that.
Yeah.
Definitely not that, but something. Something not, vastly offensive.
This statement does not reflect the values and opinions of Don't Watch Sober.
Oh, their affiliate, LLC. Along with that, do watch sober.
Do watch sober.
Watch this one sober. So.
Yeah. Bye!
Bye!